going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you heard? Well, obviously, everyone's heard of Deion Sanders, right? Oh, yeah. Neon Deion?
Oh, yeah.
Well, his son, I'm trying to say, make sure I say it right, Shadur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's his first name.
Yep.
So Shadur Sanders has been an outstanding college football player, coached by his dad at Colorado. Yeah. And he's played very well. He, along with some other, I think, experts, thought he might go in the first round.
Right.
Well, he didn't. Well, now, remember who his dad is.
Yeah. So, okay, well, second. That's not bad. Second round pick, you know.
No. And it depends on what teams are really feel like they have a shortage of and things. So it varies.
Okay, so third round is still not the worst.
No, that's still, you know.
It's respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was all the way down in the fifth round, which, if you get drafted, you're an accomplished athlete.
Yes.
But when we're talking about the cream of the crop, you're usually talking about the first three rounds.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, his feelings may have been hurt a little bit. Might have been a little bust on the ego. Might be exactly, perhaps, what he needed. Now, you know, some are trying to say there's some sort of racism at play. Other people were talking about collusion.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Kaepernick, you know?
Ugh.
And the NFL paid him a lot of money to basically, well, to go away.
He still hasn't gone away.
No, apparently
not.
Not
to our satisfaction.
So, you know, if you take Shadur Sanders, you really are drafting also his father.
Ah.
And I don't mean his father's playing abilities when he was at the top of his game, which he set the bar pretty high. One of the greats. But he can run his mouth like one of the greats. Not all necessarily bad. Here's the problem. It adds a lot of... It changes a dynamic. If you tell the people in a team, you know, you're the coach, and you talk to people on the team, you know, that's expected to stay in-house. That might be hard to do if your dad is Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
He's going to give you an earful one way or another. But it is a different dynamic to deal with. It's, for lack of a better term, at the very least, he'd probably be a handful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no excuse for anybody, like, basically crank-calling him.
Uh-oh.
Which they did. And the young man who admits doing it, his dad is like the defensive coach of the Falcons.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, he called like a fake call. Like he got his phone number, I'm assuming like from his dad's phone, and he called him. So they thought, you know, it was probably legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, got him all excited and all that.
Oh.
Yeah. He did apologize for it, but come on, people.
That's tacky. That's real tacky.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, I watched Stephen Smith just tirade about the whole thing yesterday and to say it was racism and the whole nine yards. But when you saw Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders interviewed before the whole thing, they were over the top obnoxious telling the NFL what the NFL was going to do to have the honor of getting Shedeur in there. If I had either one of these guys apply for a job in my business, there'd be no way I'd hire him. I'd be like, are you people out of your mind? And Shedeur, he didn't go to the combines. He wanted to do it the Shedeur Sanders way, not the NFL way. I mean, it's just, they said all of his antics probably cost him $30 million because they wouldn't do it the way everyone else did, like Mertz did. Mertz wasn't drafted too far below Sanders because Mertz is someone who's going to be easy to work with. You're going to be able to get him into your program. He's going to work to fit in with your program and do what you want. Sanders, right off the bat, the father's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to trust whoever's going to be picking him up. We might not allow him to go with whoever. It was crazy, guys. Anyway, it's a shame that his father was so obnoxious because this kid is incredibly talented. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, thanks for shedding some light on that. The combine is expected. That's when you're going to run, you're going to jump, you're going to do certain drills. Everybody gets a look at you. And, I believe that's always kind of been the expected thing, unless, of course, you have an injury that prohibits you from doing that.
Well, you think you're above doing what everybody else has to do?
Well, here's where the problem comes in. You're going to get this maybe over-the-top, big personality and all that. And if he's got that now,
oh my goodness,
and he hasn't played a single down of professional football, it could almost be a nightmare if he actually turns out to be very good.
Yeah.
Then oh my gosh. I mean, where do you go from there? He's already got the hype. And they say that, he dresses, what is it? One guy was trying to defend him, that the Congressman Jamal Bowman, he was a Democrat out of New York. He's former. But he criticized the NFL. He said, the NFL doesn't like Shedeur because of how he dresses. He talks like a rapper. Well, think about this. This is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you want somebody with an extraordinary skill set. You wouldn't make the NFL without it.
Right.
Especially at the quarterback position. You've got this extraordinary skill set that you have to have. However, what goes along with that is important. You're naturally, by your position, considered, if not the team leader, a team leader. So how will the interaction go with the other players? And it does have an impact on how they perform and how they play.
If there's team work going to happen or not.
And this guy wants to be Mr. Popular.
Yeah.
How focused is he going to be getting what he needs to get done in preparation for a game versus the endorsements, the parties, the whatever. Mm-hmm. And don't kid yourself. Owners and general managers have to look at that. Remember, like I said,
yep,
they're investing in you. You haven't played it down yet. They want to make sure that the odds are in their favor that you're going to be the real deal, that you're going to deliver on it, mm-hmm, that you are going to behave like a professional. You're not going to be a distraction. You're not going to allow yourself to be distracted. So they dig a little deeper than they used to.
So if you and your dad are already a distraction and you're not even signed to a team yet? Oh.
What if he doesn't play like right away, yeah, or he performs poorly and they put him on the bench? You don't think every headline, every sports column, mm-hmm, around the country and top story on ESPN, Deion Sanders reacts to,
right,
fill in the blank, has,
yep,
to do with his son.
And you don't want that. You don't need the distraction to the team and all the other players and everybody else.
Well, and I think a lot of people, a lot of owners kind of looked at Tebow in a similar way. Not for how he was as a caliber as a human being. I don't think,
right,
there was any question. It was more they were worried about you know, a loud fan base
yeah.
trying to interfere mm-hmm. with, you know, yeah. the goings on. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, imagine Stephen Smith hollering racism, Dion hollering racism, but when all of it is just obnoxious arrogance, and it's a shame that somebody is not in Shadur's life that can tame that down and promote this boy and tell him, you just be a good player, be meek, and your talent will talk. Instead of his dad pushing, and saying this and that, and he's going to get this. And now look what's happened. He's in the fifth round, and he finally gets drafted, right? So what happened to Shadur and Travis Hunter going to the same team? I know Dion brought that up some time ago, but what happened to all that? He had to feel horrible when Travis got picked in the first round. He did, and it's all because of his dad.
Yeah, I agree. No, I think that's part of the problem. And, you know, you can blame it on other things. You can't blame racism. The no. color of his skin, it's not like he broke the glass ceiling by being the first black quarterback. I mean,
has anybody seen the NFL? I'm just asking.
Yeah, so, you know, that wouldn't be an issue. Now, if you're talking about attitude, behavior, and all that, and you add in his father in the mix,
yep.
I think that's why a lot of owners just said, you know, I don't want to take a chance with a super high pick on somebody who may be able to get it done. He may be able to get it done between the sidelines, but can he get it done between his ears? Right? The most important, what, 4 inches? I don't know. How wide are your ears? 5?
It was between your ears, though.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think yours is?
You got a 4-inch head?
Huh?
You got a 4-inch head?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a guy. I'll tell you it's 8.
Good point.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.